A couple of weeks ago, the Washington Post reported that Al-Qaeda had begun producing Western-style newscasts for the Internet, complete with an anchor in a ski mask, a gun pointed at the camera. Man, it's intense. And thank God our crack investigative squad managed to get another advanced copy of the next broadcast. So here's the latest dispatch from Al-Qaeda News.
From across the nation, around the world, and under a burqa, this is Al-Qaeda News with hosts Muhammad and Mahmoud.
Good evening.
For us!
I am Muhammad.
I am Mahmoud.
Tonight's top story. U.S. Vice President's Chief of Staff indicted. Branded criminal.
What's the big news? They're all criminals. George Bush, Ted Kennedy, Ross Perot. We indict them all. We already put them on trial. I pass sentence. Death!
In other news, a big shout-out to Harriet Myers for withdrawing her nomination to Supreme Court. Finally, she realized public office should be left to men.
That's a woman? Oh, boy. Then they wonder why we make them wear burqas.
Next up, the weather report with our weather girl, Tina.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tina.
Tina, did you get the goats I sent you?
Oh, were those from you? That is so sweet. Well, in weather news, Florida is still recovering from Hurricane Wilma, which cut across the southern tip of the state.
And do you know where the hurricane came from?
Scientists believe it developed when warm ocean temperatures from the long summer we just
no!
had...
No! Hurricane came from Allah to strike down the great Satan! You will learn! Sorry, I never yell. I'm a completely different person off camera. If you could just give me a chance...
And that was Tina with the weather. We pause now for a message from sponsor.
Hello, I'm Larry King. If you're tired, run down, don't want flu, try Ester J.
Ester J?
J, for jihad. It delivered jihad fast to bloodstream.
It stopped flu?
I already say it stopped flu. You don't listen, idiot.
You don't sound like Larry King.
I'm Larry King. You buy now.
We are back, and that is all for today on Al-Qaeda News. Remember, when news happens,
we caused it.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Is that wrong? Is it?
Maybe we should say it based on a true story.
Is that wrong? I don't know. I can't figure it out, but there's some funny stuff in there.